I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, "Daddy, why was she so mad?" Before I could answer back, she said, "Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole world wasn't over that dash. It was back there buckled in, saying, 'Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by?'" The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her, I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few showers and thunderstorms, and lows around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, more clouds than sun, high in the low 70s, and a couple of storms popping up. Mid-70s Sunday, isolated storms. It's 55 right now.
Afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you all are having a great one out there. Have your host, James. I am joined by your program director here at 105.5 WIRI, Seth Habager.
Good afternoon, everyone. Sports enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Throw that out there.
That's true. Very much sports enthusiast. Very much. Do you have a favorite sport?
Yeah.
Baseball?
It's the baseball. Yeah, I like the baseball.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, we'll be talking some baseball in a moment here. Also want to talk about a couple of other things. It's something that's actually a tie-in between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Green Bay Packers. I want to get to those things along with a couple of other things.
Okay.
First off, want to remind everybody that we are here to hang out with you for this hour, and you are able to join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Call us through the Civic Media app if you'd like. Yep. You can also text us through the app. I try to keep an eye on it through the show.
Yep.
And speaking of that app, one more time, Seth. We get the privilege of doing the last one.
The last word.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's done already, man.
It went fast.
It did.
What we're talking about is, of course, Civic Media's Up and Down the State Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Mm-hmm. We've been giving you a chance hourly every 7, 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours last 2 weeks. A chance to either win $100 cash or a pair of Brewers tickets, club level seats.
Mm-hmm.
One lucky Brewers fan is going to win the tickets to receive a pair of tickets to the August 24th game, the Bob Uecker Memorial Game. That is what was given away in the last 2 o'clock.
Yes, that's
hour.
Really cool.
We missed that one.
I know. That would have been perfect.
Yeah, that would have been
perfect. We should have told them to move
it. It'd have been better to win it. It'd been better, yeah. I'll be honest with you. But it's been a lot of fun. We appreciate our sales staff, our marketing team, and certainly all these businesses working with us. Mm-hmm. The Milwaukee Brewers being the cool, great organization that they are.
Yes.
And certainly the best listeners and radio, every one of you guys. You've been helping us out, getting bragging rights, and also hopefully winning some stuff. That's what this is all about.
Yes, we had a. I did check the list, and we did have a Wisconsin Rapids winner, Debbie.
Nice.
Won one
nice.
Of the hourly prizes. So congratulations Congrats, to Deb. Her.
Congrats.
She's been trying hard to win. I mean, she's just about every single one. So let's, thanks for playing. Yeah.
Let's get another one, and let's get a text from Deb and all you others out there. Text us the keyword win.
Win.
What other word would it be? Win. It's all we do around here, baby. W-I-N. You look at our WBA awards? Come on.
Yeah, that's right. We do win,
it's
those.
It's our equivalent of a sports Emmy. It's,
yes, because we're never going to get one of those.
No.
No, we're not.
Text us the keyword win, W-I-N. It was so hard for me to say all we do is win around here. So
Sometimes you just got to claim it, man. You got to do it.
It's with confidence. You can say anything. You can pull off anything as long as you do it with confidence.
Confidence.
W-I-N. Text it to us, everybody. One more time. Thanks so much to all of you for playing along. You guys really are the best listeners in radio.
Absolutely.
I'll get that word out there as much as we can. And keep on listening, because all summer long, we're going to find ways to give away things. We've certainly got rafter tickets to give away all year.
Mm-hmm.
All summer, I mean.
Yes,
we'll have that going on and plenty more. Text us that keyword win through the Civic Media app. And as long as you have it up, go ahead and text us. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you and your sports takes and feelings.
That's right.
I do want to get to baseball, but I have a connection to baseball real quick that goes through the Green Bay Packers. There's a player, Bo Melton, there. Not an all-star necessarily. Not an all-pro, I should say. But he is taken from coaching to go ahead and give cornerback a position. He has been a wide receiver since he was in college.
Okay.
And they've done a pretty good job of filling that position in the draft and in free agency. I feel like that they have upgraded at that position far beyond what they had last year, and certainly what they had in Jair Alexander. Mm-hmm. I just have never been a believer in that guy, and I wish well to any team that drafts picks him up.
Right.
I think that they're way better off now, especially when you get that drama out of the locker room, that needless drama that every NFL coach in human history has complained
hates.
About.
Yes.
Yeah. So all of that being said, I think they've upgraded, but you can't everything in the NFL is about depth.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in sports really is about depth. We're seeing that a lot right now in multiple sports, including local sports right here
in
Rapids and everything. So Matt LaFleur went to Bo Melton and was like, hey, you ever play cornerback? And Melton recalled after Wednesday's minicamp practice, that's when it first got in mind. And then after that, I forgot. And now it's back again. So they brought this up last year, I believe.
So they have been. They asked him before. Interesting.
When you're out there playing special teams and on punt, you're on the corner side and you're there doing crazy stuff, strapping people like that. So he's kind of used to the battle as a fourth, fifth, sixth rank receiver. You're going to play special teams
a lot.
You're going to do tackles. Steve Tasker forever was a special
one of the
teams,
greatest. He's one of the all time
special
greats.
Teams legend.
Yes.
He was a tight end traditionally.
Yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
So it's not too far fetched. We've seen this kind of thing before, and especially in football, you see guys. Where do you need me, coach? Where do you need me? Left tackle going to center in the middle of a game. It was so many different times, so many different examples.
Yeah, it happens more often than you think. In fact, than I thought, I should say, because I always thought, football seems so regimented to me. You know, like, you can only do this. You can only be this. And then I realized, he played quarterback in college, and now he's a wide receiver. What? That happened a lot more than I realized.
Yes.
And it still does. And it's always fascinating to me for these guys that have to kind of learn on the fly a brand new position.
I admire any player that does that, and I the coaching staffs that take that on and everything. That's something right there. I think that's pretty cool. It's also football is the primest example of my Nana's favorite quote. You want to make God laugh, make plans. Because football, they plan.
Oh my gosh, do they?
It's what they're doing right now. It's what they'll be doing for the next year. And as soon as the game gets played, throw it all out the window. Like what works? All right, just run the ball.
I love the, how they these offensive coordinators are always like, I always plan the first 10 plays of the game.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they stick to it, but sometimes it like blows up after the third one. It's like, I can't do that today.
I think it's pretty easy to say that Andy Reid is one of the best coaches we've ever seen. And I've heard him on multiple occasions say, we just threw that out.
We had a plan to do this. Nope.
No, we got rid of that. So Bo Melton. Tip of the hat to him. I think that that's cool whenever a player will do these things, whatever the team, where do you need me, coach, that kind of thing. Which brings me to Aaron Civil. See my connection here.
Nice, yeah.
Who recently was asked to move to the bullpen, has not been performing that great at starting pitching. And let me
say, had a rough season, yeah.
Let me say this. If Milwaukee is telling you we don't need you as a starter, that seems to say something. That's a pretty prime example.
It really does.
Not only to because they need inning eaters. Mm-hmm. They need inning eaters. That's what they really need right now. I don't know that they need an all-star or anything like that. You need guys that can fill the innings and not lose the game for you completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got hitters. They got guys that got they can give you runs and all that. More on that in a second. But Aaron Civil did something that to you and I don't know if I've heard of this in baseball. I'm sure I have. I just can't think of any time like I have.
Right. No. You hear it. It's more couched in baseball. You know, you've heard it in the past, but there's no outright demand, you know, to say, you know, no, I'm sorry. You know, you need to trade me and you need to trade me right now. Because first of all, it doesn't work that well. Historically, it has not worked very well at all. They'll say, no, you know, if we get, you know, the value from you that we think we get it. If not, sorry, you know, you're either going to stick here. I mean, they could release him too, but the team doesn't get anything for that, you know.
Yeah.
So why would they do that? I'm sure, you know what, because I believe they have made a trade on this.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
So, and it was an easy one to make. Like you said, he's had a down year at his best. He's 30 years old. At his best, he's a league average starter, which, hey, nothing wrong with that.
I was an inning eater.
Exactly. But he's not the kind of guy that it's like, you're going to, they're not dying on that hill.
No.
It's like, no, okay, fine. You know, who knows how good, they did it as a courtesy almost to say, okay, we'll move you into the bullpen. Maybe you can work on some stuff kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, sorry, I don't want to do that. So
1-2 with a 4.91 ERA on this season in his career, 40-37, 4.06 ERA. And his last regular season relief performance came in college at Northeastern, to be fair. And it's certainly, there's a different approach to it when you're doing this.
Yeah.
But
one other thing real quick, he's it's his walk year. And I'm guessing part of it has to do with that. If he goes to the bullpen, it's going to make his value go down.
Yeah.
So when he's a free agent at the end of the year, he wants to be able to start games so he can up his value, because starters are more valuable than relievers.
And so, you know, he handles this, I think, in one of the more poor ways you can.
Yeah.
Where they tried to be private about this, he brought it to the media.
He did.
And when you do that, all bets are off. When you share clubhouse stuff, I don't care who you are, I don't care how much I might like you, and I kind of liked him before going into this season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have his baseball card, but I liked him as a player and what I knew of him.
Yeah, right.
But you do this, and okay. The Milwaukee Brewers are a pretty stand-up organization as far as I can tell, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you an opportunity. You want to start somewhere, you want a chance to be a starting pitcher where you know you're almost guaranteed to start. You're definitely not going to have to worry about getting sent to the bullpen on the south side of Chicago. My White Sox, welcome to Chicago, baby. You wanted it. You wanted to be a starter.
Yeah.
Now you got it. You came to the team that has lost 100 games back-to-back seasons. You just went from a team that is on the just starting to really put it together.
Yep.
Hasn't had a bad season.
It's already a very winnable division.
A division they've won multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I mean, to me, a guaranteed playoff team. And once you're in the playoffs, all bets are off.
Right.
You went from that to one of the worst-run franchises in sports. And I'm saying that as it's one of its biggest fans. I'm actually.
That's why
fan.
You're one of his biggest fans. Right. You know, because you're being very honest about their situation.
So if I'm Milwaukee, and there's no way that I think Milwaukee would do this, but if I'm Milwaukee, I almost wouldn't blame them if they're like, you know what, we're going to trade you to a bad team. This is what you get for how you handle this.
Right.
And it may even be sometimes where owners around the league are telling them how to handle this, or not telling them how, but encouraging them.
And what were you going to get? I mean, that's the other thing. Who wants him as a starter? I mean, that's the thing.
As far as that, you're absolutely right, and you're probably not going to get much from usually a player to be named later or something like that. That's 100% what I would have expected.
Middling prospect, maybe.
To me, instead, they get Andrew Vaughn, who is a first baseman for the Chicago, former first baseman for the White Sox in his fifth season. He's hitting 189 with five homers and 19 ribbies in 48 games. Obviously, having a bad year, he was in AAA. But the other part of why he was in AAA was because the White Sox have a lot of young talent that they're trying to fill the infield with.
Right.
And they want to see what they got. Vaughn has been nothing but a stand-up player, clubhouse guy, been one of the leaders in that locker room, when it is really tough to keep people's heads up.
Right.
I don't think that this trade couldn't have gone better for them as far as caliber of player.
Yeah, I agree.
Is he a little – he's a little bit of a your poor man's Rhys Hoskins. He's a little bit of that.
Right, yeah.
But he's a bat, and if he gets a little hot, even a little hot – And he's in a better environment.
Yeah.
I think this is a great trade for Milwaukee.
It's a great better park for sure for a hitter at AmFam Field. And he has proven in the past he can hit. We know this guy can hit, man. Sometimes it's that old change of scenery thing. Maybe it's the Brewers have, you know, one of their hitting coaches can really get to him, you know, and really find out what's been bugging him or whatever it is that's making him not have a good season. I am with you. They were very much make this trade for the upside of Andrew Vaughn, the possibility, because honestly, what are they losing with Savali? I mean, it doesn't matter. It's totally win-win for the Brewers. They get rid of a guy who doesn't want to be there, and they bring a guy who may have maybe a career resurgence. Who knows?
He's only 27. He's only 27.
I mean, he's got all the time in the world.
Yeah. And no pressure.
Yeah.
No, he's going into a situation where he's not even going to have to be a leader or a starter or anything like that.
No, he doesn't. He can just be one of the guys.
I really think it's a really nice move for Milwaukee.
I agree.
And I'll say this part, too, I think. I credit the Brewers for not doing what so many organizations do in this situation. You don't like it? Sit there. Take it. You know, and they just kind of like they double down.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to give in to the players' demands or anything. To me, if I don't want a whiner. I don't want a whiner.
Right.
I don't want that drama. I don't care if we're doing tiddlywinks. I don't need it. I don't want it. You are not talented enough for that. And I don't care if you're Tom Brady. I don't need it. That is, to me, the biggest, the quickest thing that kills a locker room. It's not losses. It's not injuries. It's negativity. It's whining and complaining.
Yeah.
And if you got a guy that's doing that, the idea of an organization, because we see it a lot in sports, where this guy wants to be traded, or this guy's not happy with his playing time. Oh, you know what? Suck it up. Take it. Get the heck out of here. I don't need you. I don't care who you are. Let's work something out and get a trade done. I mean, there's 30 other teams.
Somebody's gotta work out. And that's exactly what they did.
And on a strong positive for the Milwaukee Brewers, of all the teams in baseball that probably could, of competitive teams, I should say, that could use some good news as far as starting pitching go, as far as the SPs go, boy, did they get one. They got a heck of a story, and a story that could be a great one throughout the season. Jacob Misorowski, and I'm going to have to get used to saying that
name. Say that name, yeah.
Like Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the things with Giannis' name, I have a hard time just saying his first or his last name. I got to say the whole thing. I don't know why. I got to say the whole thing. So the kid was averaging like on 100 on his strikes.
I mean, he's throwing like insane,
threw a 102 last night. His 78th pitch was 101 to complete his fifth hitless inning.
I mean,
it's outside of the little scare that was there, and he's doing okay. He's fine. They were just being overly precautious.
I'm sure.
Which, as a side note, Pat Murphy may have been the one that was the most cautious, and I've never seen him like this. I like seeing Dad Pat Murphy. I kind of like it. It's kind of fun.
He's got lots of dad vibes, actually. He does.
He's got some. It's pretty cool. Other than that, you couldn't ask for more. The 23-year-old went there, took the ball, and did it.
Yep.
And that's...
Future's bright. Future is very bright for him.
I think one thing that you and I are very closely aligned on, it doesn't matter. Like, I like that he's playing here in the state that we're covering. That's really cool. He could be playing anywhere. I'd be just as excited, probably. Right. Just because we want starting pitching. We're so desperate for good starting pitchers. Paul Skeens and that weird mustache were the talk of the town last year and everything. Just, we're so desperate for starting pitching.
So, it is so desperate.
It's a cool story.
It is. It's very good, yeah.
Nice play. Now, for those, I'm sure by now it's been covered a million times, but he's 6'7". Pretty tall.
Big fella.
Got me thinking, Seth. tallest pitchers in Major League Baseball history.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, I want to hear from the audience on this one. Okay. Your favorite tall pitchers. I think Randy Johnson is certainly going to be the first or one of the biggest.
Yeah, he's probably the most famous of the tallest pitcher of players.
But not the tallest ever.
No.
And I had to triple check this one.
I knew this one.
Did you? Okay.
Because he pitched for the Twins for a while. That's why I knew
him. Oh, okay.
John Rausch, yeah.
John Rausch.
Yep.
6'11".
He was 6'11", yeah.
How do I not remember this man? He's an American former professional pitcher, 6'11". He is tied with Sean Hegde as the tallest players in Major League Baseball history.
Yep.
He is also an Olympic gold medalist in baseball.
Which so I didn't know he played for one of the gold medal teams, which is really cool.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's really cool. The Twins also at one point had a 7-foot Dutch dude, but his last name was Smit.
Oh, wow.
He never made it to the big leagues, but they were that close to having the two of the tallest players of all time play for them, which would have been cool. But
no, but I like the idea of the Twins hired the Minnesota Wolves.
Yeah, right.
Just getting tall guys. Like, you know, it's not basketball.
Hey, you remember Mark Hendrickson?
Yeah.
He played in the NBA and in Major League Baseball. So
one of our favorites, Kirby Puckett, you know, certainly his background, and we were talking about that earlier this week.
Yep.
There's a lot of baseball and basketball. Like you
there
see
is
a lot
more
of
than
correlation
think.
Between that.
Yeah,
it's like track and field in football. You see a lot of that too.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting, and I want to talk tall pitchers and you know, and just dominant pitchers too, but tallest players in Major League Baseball history. There you go. That is it. John Rausch.
John Rausch.
6'11". Rausch,
or however you say that. I don't even remember how you say that.
43-40 career record with a 390 ERA, and apparently would have gone into the bullpen if he was asked.
He did. In fact, he pitched relief for a lot of his career. So, yes.
Randy Johnson's 3 on the list, though. He's number 3 as far as
6'10", yep.
6'10". I knew how big he was, but you see that height there, 6'10", and that is insane.
It was so interesting that when he came up, I remember back in the 90s, and it was almost the early 80s with the Expos, it wasn't a big thing. I don't think anyone expected much of Randy Johnson because there wasn't a lot of talk. You know, they were, yeah, this tall dude. He pitches for the Expos.
Yeah.
And by the way, he can't find the plate. It took him a while to find out, you know, to throw strikes. Yeah. But when he did, look out.
So much so, not only a Hall of Fame career, but they are going to be retiring his number in Seattle. They're doing something odd. Did you hear about this?
No, I had not.
They're going to retire him and Ichiro's number because they wore the same number.
51, that's right.
So they're retiring, and forgive me if I get this wrong, everybody. They're retiring Johnson this year and Ichiro next year. They're going to give them both their own day to do it. But they're going to retire the number in honor of both of them or something along those lines or something.
Which is really
like
cool. I love the idea of retiring the same number twice.
I like that.
And just because of the way it ended up. Yeah, that's really cool.
Bailey Ober, as far as current players go, he's the only one that I could see as far as really tall. He's 6'9".
And pitching for the Twins.
How about that? It's pretty funny.
Didn't realize they collected all these tall pitchers.
It's
my goodness.
The Twin Cities, tight, you know. Seth, what would you say if I told you that there is a guy in the Detroit Tigers farm system that is throwing an 88 mile an hour knuckleball?
Check the gun.
Yeah.
I cannot wrap my hand around that.
I can't.
88 mile an hour knuckleball. Wow.
Kenny Serwa, he threw a pitch that seemed to float in the air as Victor Babico swung and missed for strike three. It was a strike three, too. This kid is, he's in the, is he in the what's, he's in the Detroit system. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So he could be making his major league debut this year. And Major League Baseball hitters could be seeing this 85 to 88 mile an hour knuckleball. That's what it's averaging on.
Yeah.
You know, you've talked about this a number of times, how certain pitches have ebbs and flows. Mm-hmm. It goes away for a while and comes back. I think you said the sinker was one. And,
yep, that's one that's made it come back now again, yep.
How cool would it be to see the knuckleball make even a little bit of a pushback? When we were kids, there was, at least 4 or 5 knuckleballers?
When we were kids, oh my gosh, there were the Negro Brothers, Phil,
There's more.
There was Phil and Joe. There was Charlie Huff. who pitched forever. Who, I mean, that's the other thing, man. They all pitched to their late 40s. Phil Niekro was like 46 when he retired. Charlie Huff was in his mid-40s.
Put a pin in that. Hang on.
Oh, okay. But, and Joe Niekro, I mean, we had, we're talking even like some of the classic pitchers, Hall of Famers, Hoyt Wilhelm, famously, we had a knuckleball. And he was a relief pitcher with a knuckler. One of my favorite pitches. Because it's so hard to do it consistently. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a little context for this for most people who think, well, what's an 88-mile-an-hour knuckleball? Most knuckleballs are 65 miles an hour.
It's really
like
good.
At a top end of like 71? Think about that. The knuckleball doesn't spin. That's the thing. So
that's the weirdest part of it.
If you watch a slow motion of a knuckleball, you see it not spinning. And that's what caused the airflow to make it dance around, which makes hitters literally want to chew the ends of their bats off. They hate facing knuckleballers. If he can make it, if he has any other secondary pitches, and he comes up with that, he could be something, man.
If
it could be something.
If one of the biggest one of the biggest things we need in all of sports right now is starting pitching. Mm-hmm. It's one of the biggest dangers. So it should be. If it's not at the number one on the list of Major League Baseball concerns, mm-hmm. it should be.
Yep.
With that, and we've been talking about starting pitching a lot here and everything.
Yep.
One of the concerns that we have, now this is not a solve to this, but mm-hmm. one of the, no one trick is going to solve this.
No.
But one of the things we should see brought into the game is instead of every single young pitcher going out there and trying to throw 200 miles an hour with every single pitch.
Right.
What if you threw some knuckleballs in there? What if you threw some sinkers in there that are not as difficult on the arm from the bit of research that I've read over my lifetime?
Mm-hmm.
I don't pretend to know this stuff like the back of my hand or anything. But I do know that trying to throw your arm out with 102-mile-an-hour, 115-mile-an-hour fastball every time you're on the mound, mm-hmm. as opposed to mixing it up here and throwing a knuckleball in there, a curve, a sinker, some of this stuff.
Something where you don't have to, right?
It might actually keep you in the league longer. It might actually keep you in the game for, I don't know, mm-hmm. 7 innings. Yeah, and a 7-inning pitcher.
7 innings now? Can you imagine?
But I don't think I'm off on this one, man. And I don't know why more people, and hopefully, we don't know everything that's going on. Maybe we're seeing more of this being incorporated into, hey, you got a great starting pitcher. You're really good. Do you think about throwing this into your arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
Throw this in there. What's the harm with it, giving it a shot? Guys starting, hitting it out of the park, stop doing it. Throw something else out there.
Right.
Or maybe adapt it.
Right.
There's very few pitches that are the same as they were in 1899 as they are now.
Oh, absolutely not. There's change. There's always little things. And every pitcher does it a little differently. I mean, so you throw a pitch, if you have a pitch with a name on it, a slider, a curveball, a cutter, whatever, it's because you throw it the same way. All players basically, but they grip it differently. And of course, their arm action is all going to be different because every human being is different. So it all changes a little bit. So they're not exactly the same pitchers. It's so fascinating because you saw, we just talked about the knuckleballers who pitched into their late 40s mm-hmm. because there is no there's no wear and tear on your arm. It's all in the hands, mm-hmm. the fingers, and the wrist. That's where you get all of the knuckleball thing. I forgot about Tim Wakefield. How can I take?
Oh, wow.
Forget about Tim Wakefield. Another great knuckleballer out there. But something's got to give. What's given right now is everyone's elbow, which is what we don't want to see. I want to see differently. Justin Verlander early in his career was like that. And a lot of change, and he's talked about this, the changes since when he started to where it is now, where you would watch him pitch. The first couple of innings, he's thrown fastballs 91 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't want to throw all this stuff. He wanted to save that 100-mile-an-hour fastball till later. That's why he could go into the eighth, the ninth inning so much more in his younger career. And he said, but then there's so much pressure as all these new guys are coming up throwing 100 miles an hour all the time, maximum effort all the time. It's hard not to do that. And I think we kind of seen what's happened to Verlander's career in the last 5 years. Yeah. He's had some real tough injuries.
Here's the funny thing about pressure. It means nothing. It's self-inflicted.
It is.
It's self-inflicted. It's self-created. It's not real. It's something that you make, we make, mm-hmm. Society makes, or the game makes, or a player makes, or a coach makes, or something like that. If Major League Baseball decides to stop putting that pressure onto players, and not just that, but all of these things, it goes back to the steroid issue and wanting to hit more home runs than the next guy and everything so I could get on SportsCenter because all they show is home runs.
Right.
It comes back to a lot of these things. It's on them. Nine times out of ten, you got yourself to blame with this stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody that is necessarily got clean hands on this one.
Right.
Outside of fans.
Right. And then that brings to me the tragedy of Trevor Bauer, because he actually, I thought, had some really interesting ideas. And he seemed to put him into practice. He was really good for it. Now all this other his horrible personal life, and he's not in baseball, and I'm glad he's not in baseball anymore. I mean, he's overseas, I think, somewhere.
He's such a bad person that they don't even want him in certain like leagues that will take literally like 70-year-old players. Yes. Like literally 70-year-old players.
He's
like
in some league somewhere. I can't remember where it is though. But anyway, too bad. Because I think if he would have been able to do the rest of his career, we'd have learned something. But now it's just more like throw 105, you know? Basically, that's where we're at.
They're going to have to do something. They're going to have to change it up somehow. They just, speaking of Detroit.
Change it up? Yes, they need to change it.
Nice. The nice-looking rookie that they had, Job, he's going to have Tommy John surgery. He's done for the year. Mm-hmm. So maybe this kid comes up. Who knows? We will see. We're going to talk a little Rafters, talk our schedule. We got plenty of other things to get into when we get back. But I'm telling you, if these teams want to win, they're going to have to start looking at starting pitching a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your key word, everybody. Win. Text that to us through the Civic Media app. Seth, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We had a good time. We'll be back at it. I know you'll be back at it with us next week. I'll be back here after our commercial break, and we're going to keep on having some fun and hopefully taking some calls here at 105.5 WIRI's Playmakers, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few showers and thunderstorms, and lows around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, more clouds than sun, high in the low 70s, and a couple of storms popping up. Mid-70s Sunday, isolated storms. Currently 57 degrees.
Thank you, King. Appreciate you playing us in. Welcome back to Playmakers, everybody, here at 105.5 WIRI.
I never saw the end in sight.
I had to let him sing a little bit. I got to let the king sing a little bit there. We appreciate you joining us. Phone lines are wide open. Hit us in the numbers. Get into that dugout box. Other sports references. Call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. You're only a touch or two away with the Civic Media app. Go ahead and pull that app out and go ahead and text us the keyword win. Get in on the winning, everybody. And thank you again to everybody who has been playing along the last couple of weeks with Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win contest. We've been having a lot of fun with this one. We'll get that word out out there win as much as we can in the next half an hour. And, of course, we'll get into our schedule in a little bit. Looking forward to all of that. Looking forward to talking with y'all. Go ahead and call up and join us. We want to hang out with you guys. Did have a couple things that I wanted to get into, but one of them, you know, we run a sports show here. While we try to be, we don't try to be different. We just are. There are certain things that the low hanging fruit, if you will, that we are even susceptible to, and it is the only Friday the 13th of 2025. For those who don't know, I thought that was kind of interesting. Terry and I were talking about it on the morning show today. This is kind of interesting. So it got me thinking, of course, of the most superstitious athletes. Growing up around an athlete, my dad was not superstitious, but my mom was. But a lot, I would say almost everybody that he played with, whether it was hockey or it was in boxing, very much superstition. A lot of that going on. And who do you think is the most superstitious athlete of all time? Call up. Let me know. 715-424-2600. Do you have any superstitions? Because I'm curious about that one, too, just as a side note. Wade Boggs probably gets my vote. But as a sneaky, I don't think a lot of people would think of Rafael Nadal. Rafael Nadal was pretty superstitious. And of all the things talked about him, Michael Jordan was incredibly superstitious, wore his University of North Carolina shorts under his Chicago Bulls uniform every game. I don't think a lot of people knew that. Let's take a call. Good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good evening, boys.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Not bad. I got a superstition that I think you guys might be familiar with. Darryl Green always put Tootsie Rolls in his socks.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
The fastest man in the NFL for 10 years there. He always put Tootsie Rolls in his socks.
One of my favorite players. I love Darryl Green. Just a stand-up class act and the fastest man for, you're right, like 10 years. I know we're kind of just throwing that number out there. I think it might be right. I think it was like for a 10-year stretch, he was the fastest guy in the NFL.
Randy Moss never stretched.
Huh. Wow. I never heard
I don't
that.
I don't know if that's a superstition, but...
Yeah, yeah. With Randy, I don't know. it's so interesting to me, and this isn't even... I will say this. I don't think this is necessarily even fair, but I don't know of another athlete that I do this with. Outside... If usually when this comes up to me, when I think of Randy Moss, I think of a couple of plays, especially with Randall Cunningham, because that was my favorite quarterback. And the second act that he got with Moss and Carter and that team is one of my favorite stories in football history. I love that stuff. But when I think of Randy Moss, I can't help but think of how, he's number two on most of the receiving lists. He should be number one. Like, there's no reason in the world Randy Moss shouldn't be number one in receptions, touchdowns, yards, everything. There are a few players who we're watching in real time being the game changer that he was. And when it comes to you saying him not stretching or him taking plays off or the Oakland days, it's hard not to think of that stuff and not think of, dang it, man. Had he just, given even a little bit more, maybe if he had stretched. Think about Shaquille O'Neal and free throws. It's a little similar, and it's not, because Shaq worked really hard at free throws. It was just in the game he just couldn't nail them. But there's lots of stories of Shaq in practice spending hours shooting free throws and not being bad at it, shooting him at a good clip, but just in the real game couldn't do it. Randy Moss is always going to be, have that in the back of my head with him, but also in the front of it, going to be one of the greatest receivers we'll ever see.
I'm not going to argue here.
I'm sure
Seth would agree.
I didn't know that about him or the Tootsie Roll thing with Darryl Green. That's awesome, man. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
I figured you're an old head. I thought you would have already known that, watching the old NFL challenges during the Pro Bowl games.
Back cool. Oh, those were great.
With a quarterback challenge.
Yes. Those were great, man. Have you watched any of the Pro Bowl stuff they do nowadays?
No,
I haven't seen any of it.
They tried that egg toss / water balloon toss. I was done after that, dude.
I haven't gotten into any of it. And that really, it sucks a little bit. I used to like that. I never watched the Pro Bowl looking to see competitive football. I just enjoyed seeing these guys. If anything, What I liked about the Pro Bowl was that it's one of the only times you got to see some of these guys taking a play off a little bit, just, you know, having fun, being, you know, out there being kids playing football. That's what I want out of the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
Just joking around. Yeah.
Anything on your sports mind? Anything you've been, because this is a little bit of a gray time for some sports fans without football and everything, but there's plenty to watch, plenty to talk about.
Well, I was pretty excited to see how the Brewers pitcher turned out last night. I'm sorry to hear that he got a little tinge in his hammy or whatever it was towards the end of the game, but at least we got a heater in Milwaukee for the time being.
Yeah, and it you know, by all accounts, it looks like he's okay, so he'll probably make his next start. You know, especially with the civil situation and everything, they're going to have an opening in that rotation. So looks like he'll be all right. It's an exciting story. It's a fun story. Anytime we get a young pitcher that we can get excited about and is doing the things that guy's doing. Have you watched any of the? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the Brewers' schedule, and it looks like the Brewers are playing Pittsburgh the 23rd, 4th, and 5th of this month. So would we maybe see a duel between him and Scheme?
I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's a great note.
Yeah,
man, that'd be fun.
That's next weekend.
Ah, looking
there's
forward.
Next week. Yeah.
We'll be looking for it. That'll be cool. Right on, man. Hey, always good talking to you, brother. You have a good day. Good night.
Yeah, you as well. I'm glad I found you on the other station now. Now I can call and bother you guys about my fun Viking takes.
I was wondering where you've been. Okay. Thanks for finding us, man. I appreciate you doing that. Good to talk to you again.
Spread the word, my friend. You guys take care.
Please do. Thank you. We really appreciate that. When I say best listeners in radio, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Being blunt with you, we don't have a ton of advertising opportunities. We don't have a ton of, we're you know, a small show here and everything. So the more you guys spread the word, let people know about what we're doing around here, we appreciate it, because take some pride in it. This is supposed to be your show too, everybody. Call up and join the conversation, and we'll take it any direction you want. We'll talk about the things you want. I'm going to get into the NBA Finals right now. You want to shut me up? You want to talk about something else? It's real easy. Call up, join the conversation, 715-424-2600. But given the NBA Finals, Indiana Pacers are up 2-1. They're going to be back at it again tonight. Should be a good game. I know my dad will be watching. I'm going to try to catch as much as I can of it. And it's been an interesting series, certainly more interesting than I think average basketball fans might have thought. But I gotta do something that I don't really do very often with the NBA. And I'm a big, big NBA fan. I think maybe my favorite sport to watch is basketball, just in the pace of play and the artistry of it and so much of the intenseness of it. Football is probably always going to be the number one. Track and field is right up there. I'm still a boxing head. I still love boxing, and hockey is one of the greatest things you'll ever watch in your life. But there's something about basketball that has always pulled me in, and I love the game, and right now I'm enjoying the games. I think the games have been competitive, been interesting. You don't have to look at much but at the scores to see that. But the NBA, I am really mad at the NBA. I am really furious with the NBA. It really feels like, and maybe I'm alone on this one, and if I am, I will completely own that. This is a very different sports show. We don't double down around here. We own up when we make mistakes. I know, shocking. They don't seem... going into this finals, there was a lot of jokes made. Oh, who's going to watch? The ratings are going to be bad. Oklahoma City, Indiana, these aren't gigantic markets. And I don't know the ratings necessarily right now, but I know from what I'm seeing on social media to what I'm seeing on a personal level with friends and family and everything, they've been glued to these games and been watching them. They've been really good. It turns out you don't need to have an East Coast or West Coast team to get good ratings or to get people to care about the game. Shocking, I know. Sarcasm. But the NBA, I didn't expect them to not take it seriously. I didn't expect them to not hype it up, to not promote it. Maybe it's a little bit of the NBA. Maybe it's ESPN. I don't know. But I'm not even seeing, like, usually there is like a 20-minute intro to these games with, Beethoven playing in the background and showing you the history of the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And you've got the Larry O'Brien trophy, like 18 of them laid out on the court and in the logos and everything. And with this, it's kind of like, hey, NBA Finals. A champion will be crowned. There's nothing. The NBA isn't even promoting this. ESPN isn't even really promoting this. It's as if they're taking the idea of, well, if nobody's gonna, if they're saying they're not gonna be that into this, then we're just gonna do that. I don't know. Adam Silver, the NBA, and the powers that be at the Mouse Network have all ruined the first half of this finals, and not given any chance to these these players, these teams, promoting them, getting them out there. It's been pathetic. I just got done saying, you know, we don't have a lot of promotion around here. We don't get a lot of that. We don't have a lot of backing when it comes to that. We're also a small network, and you know, we get it. It's understandable in many ways. There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot in a small company that need attention and need funds, and there's only so much of the pot. Completely understand that. With any sports franchise where you are printing money, what are you doing? And I am of the mind, go big or go home. Like, this is it. This is literally your Super Bowl. This is the biggest games of the year for you. You should be, if you have whatever, Adam Silver should be going to his marketing and sales team. Hey, what do we got left in the budget? Empty it all. Everybody, empty your wallets. Ladies, empty your purses. Everybody, get all your money out. Let's put it in the middle. Let's throw it all in there. Let's get as many eyeballs as we can. Instead, it feels like they're almost like ashamed of this, like they're hiding it almost. And that's not how you make the future of the league, because that's what's happening right now in the NBA. You are seeing the complete handing of the baton. You are seeing the changing of the guard. Do I think LeBron or Steph Curry could win another title, or Kevin Durant could win another title? Sure, but they're probably going to do it with some young help. Those days are gone. I don't even like saying, I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. I don't think Steph Curry is necessarily, he's going anywhere, but I don't know that the Golden State Warriors are going anywhere. You've got young teams and young players that are taking over the league. And this is what the NBA has had forever. And, you know, you went from Magic and Bird to Michael and Chuck and Dominique and all those players. We've seen it before. Went from Michael to Kobe and Kobe to LeBron. And those two share the mantle a little bit. But this is the NBA. This is what it's always done. And the NBA, maybe I'm wrong on this one again. You can correct me if I am. But basketball is feels like at least the only sport where we kind of like dynasties. We kind of get intrigued by them. The ratings certainly show it. Fan bases certainly show it. And you haven't had that in a while in the NBA. And you have an opportunity to have it with the Oklahoma City Thunder, even if they lose this finals. This is a very good young team that is all locked up. Nobody's going anywhere. They got 12 like first, second round draft picks. They're not going nowhere. So you've got a dynasty building right there in Oklahoma City. And while it may seem like a small market, especially to people out there that are not, you know, diehard about the NBA, they've already got a pedigree. Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden already built the foundation of the Oklahoma City Thunder fan base. You've got people, especially people my age, who, you know, or younger than me, I would say, that grew up with those guys and are diehard Oklahoma City Thunder fans. And now they're you know, around, you know, in their later 20s or what have you and everything, and they're being able to enjoy this team. That's a good fan base. And the NBA is doing a horrible job promoting it. And I just think it's a real shame. There's better ways. It should be a good one tonight. I do think that you're going to see a 7-game series. I didn't think that at first, like a lot of people, and anybody that tells you different, I don't know. I'm not surprised by Indiana playing well. I'm not surprised by them being 2-1 up. And I would say the same thing if OKC was 2-1 up. They're very evenly matched. You're in the NBA Finals. These teams didn't skate in. They got in because they earned it. So, you know, throw records out, all the noise and all the phrases we use in sports, see where it goes. I do think you're going to see a back-and-forth series. I think that OKC is probably going to win tonight, then Indiana the next night, and so on. You got two great coaches, and one in particular in Rick Carlisle, who I think is the X factor in this whole series. I think he's already proven that. that are really good at what they're doing and really know how to maneuver and work around what the other coach and what the other team is doing. The other big storyline in the NBA is the Giannis saga. And where is Giannis Antetokounmpo going to end up? Where is he going to go? And I've been saying this since the start of last season. And now we've only got more evidence of it. Does not look like Giannis may go anywhere. And if he does, the Greek Freak's future is probably not going to be decided until the NBA trade deadline. So more than likely, he's going to start the season in Milwaukee and going to be playing there for a while. And you'll have to see where this goes. If Milwaukee is not able to pull off a good first half of the season, be competitive, all those things, maybe you do see him go somewhere. But if they're even a bit competitive, I don't think he's going anywhere. Now, I wouldn't be shocked if he, made some noise. He doesn't seem like that kind of player, but, everybody has their breaking point. And, he's in his, he's on the other side of 30 with, he's 30, in his prime at 30 years old, sure. But he's also, last couple of seasons, had some injury problems. So I wouldn't blame him if he's seeing the, closer to the end than the beginning and wanting to win another title. But he hasn't shown any of that. He's shown a very competitive nature. But this is also the guy who has said in a press conference, said that at the end of a season that it was still successful, even though they didn't win the title. I think that shows you a little bit of his mindset and his heart. I don't know. I mean, I'm doing a sports show, so I have to have takes. I don't think he's getting traded. Don't think it's going to happen. I don't know that there's really, unless he becomes an issue and a problem in the locker room, what is the incentive for Milwaukee to trade him? Oh, you'll never get more bang for the buck. You're this is how you rebuild. Milwaukee's got cap problems. Milwaukee's got draft pick problems. Blah, blah, blah. You know what they don't have? Fill in the arena problems. Got no problems doing that. Got one of the greatest players in the world, not just in the NBA, not in his own locker room, in the world. Why let him go? Why trade him? We've seen nothing but this. Look at what happened with Dallas and LA. Dallas got the number one pick, and they're still talking about the Luka trade. There's nothing you can, and that wasn't even a, really by all rights, outside of them, they should have shopped him around and everything. But if you're going to go to this one team, you got a nice piece in Anthony Davis. You got some nice pieces for him and everything, and they're still getting shredded for it. What is there is no equivalent you're going to get back for Giannis Antetokounmpo, not only as on the player on the court, but the player that he means to this state, what he means to the city of Milwaukee. Take a bop around Milwaukee and check out all the Greek stuff that has been incorporated there, all the different things that are going on. Look around the Pfizer Arena and all the businesses that are thriving. There is so much more to having a megastar on your team than winning and losing. It impacts the economy of a city, of a state. It is a face not only of your franchise, it is a face of the league in your jersey. If he is not being a problem, I think it's foolish, no matter what you get back, to trade him. And I don't think it's going to happen. I don't see it happening. They are saying Dame Lillard has an opportunity. His recovery is going well. I don't know when we'll see him in the season. It will clearly be much later in the season. But that's something to keep in mind, too. What kind of Dame Lillard comes back? Sure, blah, blah, blah. His arms are fine. And it's not all that goes in the shooting. But even with an injury like he has, Dame's game has always been about shooting. And he'll be fine. I believe in that guy. I think he'll be okay. It's going to be a nice addition, even if he's coming off the bench for them. We will go to the bench for a second, get to our final timeout of the week. We'll come back and have some more fun here on Playmakers. We speak sport.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing, your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Get to Family Natural Foods to hear Cheryl Myers, a Purdue graduate, talk about natural medicines that outperform many traditional drugs. Also, get the biggest discount ever on all Terry Naturally supplements after the event only. The lecture will be at First Baptist Church, 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods, June 25th, 5:15 p.m. A free meet and greet to follow with light snacks and drinks after the event. Family Natural Foods, your neighborhood pharmacy. Join them June 25th.
105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, few showers and thunderstorms, and lows around 50 to the low 50s. For tomorrow, more clouds than sun, high in the low 70s, and a couple of storms popping up. Mid-70s Sunday, isolated storms. It's 55 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI. Hope you all are having a great Friday afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us here. Call up and join the conversation. Get into that batter's box and get in there. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app where you can text us the keyword win. Text it to us, everybody, and get in on the winning. And thank you again to everybody that has been helping us over the last couple of weeks. Have a lot of fun with our Civic Media up and down the state. Sconny Summer Text to Win Contest. This has been a lot of fun. Let's keep it going. Just got five more minutes left to get us one more word, and then we're all done with this. Text us that keyword, win. Taking a look at our schedule, got some great stuff going on. Over on WFHR, our brother station over there, 97.5 FM, you got Rafter Baseball going on. Looking at what Mother Nature's doing there, yeah, still got Rafter Baseball going on. Rafters are going to be taking on Wausau at Witterfield. Head on over to the ballpark, you get a chance. And the Rafters will be back in action tomorrow night, 6:20, hosting Fond du Lac. Ag night over at the park. Go check out those cool jerseys. Have some fun on their special night. And on Sunday, early game, 12:50, Rafters in Fond du Lac to take on them Dock Spiders. I know last night's game for the Rafters didn't go exactly the way we wanted it to or anything, but up until then, boy, it's been pretty, they've been turning things around a bit. It's been fun to see. I got a real belief in this team, and it's been fun to watch them. We have been enjoying playing the Assumption Girls soccer team and playing their games. Great win over Aquinas yesterday over my old stomping grounds at Washington Field. Shout out to the Dome over there. And a shout out to Michael and Seth doing a great job covering that one. And that tag team's going to be back at it tomorrow. 3:50, our pregame will kick off. Assumption Girls taking on Washburn. It's going to be a good one. Playing for the title. Oh, it's going to be a good one. A big thank you to Michael and Seth for covering that one. Appreciate it. Seth playing a doubleheader yesterday, or tomorrow, I should say, because we got a remote here at 105.5 WIRI. We're going to be at Bluegrass at the Lake from noon to 2. Laura's going to take over the first half. Seth will take over the second half. It's going to be great between those two. We're going to be having some fun, playing some great country music for you, play some bluegrass for you as well. And encourage you to head on over to Lake Wazeecha tonight, tomorrow night, and enjoy bluegrass at the lake. A good time and a great cause. Check it out, everybody. And while, you know, I do believe that tomorrow's game, the Assumption Girls game, is probably going to be the last high school game that we have for a little while, we got other things in the works we're working on here at 105. And we are already working on our schedule for the fall season. There is nobody bringing you more high school sports than we are. And we're going to keep that theme going. The WIA knows us by name. Right? They're very familiar with us. And we've got some deals and some things with teams that not many people have in this medium, in radio. We're very humbled and fortunate to have that. We very much appreciate that. We're going to keep that going. We're able to do that in part because you guys show up, you listen to these games, and of course, the sponsors out there. And if you want to be a part of the team, join us. How many times have I mentioned Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods this hour? Huh? I'm going to keep doing it too, because we love them and we appreciate them and they back us. And when you work with us, you're going to get more bang for your buck than you ever have. I can guarantee that. I'm the one talking here. I can guarantee that we're going to do it because I'll do it. No middleman here. You just go right to me. And reach out to our sales staff. Give our front desk a call, 424-1300. Pam will put you in touch with our sales team and get you a part of the high school sports packages that we have, or covering some other great things we have. Got lots of good shows that we'd always love sponsorships for and everything. It's going to be a fun weekend around here again. Tomorrow we'll be at Bluegrass at the Lake from noon to 2. Join Laura and Seth for that. Stop on down there. Check out the new sunglasses we got, the WIRI sunglasses we got. And be sure to stick around, because at 3:50, Assumption Girls Soccer, taking on Washburn. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. It's been a good week. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, everybody. We'll be back at this on Monday. We'll go over the weekend sports. And you got the weekend to get your sports takes and feelings together and have it all set and ready to go for Monday. We'll be back at it from 4 to 5 on Monday. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Text us the keyword WIN, everybody, and good luck. Have a great weekend.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low, and put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.